Summer vacation will be cut short for Mary Elise Brady. This Wednesday, the former Mount St. Mary senior class president must report to the U.S. Naval Academy.
What are you feeling like right now?
I'm a little nervous for what is about to come with plebe summer, which is the six-week basic training that I have before the academic year starts. But I'm also really excited to start something new and accept this challenge.
What made you decide to do this for a career?
Well, my papa was an aviator in the Navy at the end of World War II and during the Korean War. So his stories inspired me to do something bigger. And I also wanted to do something more than a lot of my classmates were choosing, like traditional college. So I wanted to make a visible difference in what I did.
I've always had an interest in it.
Victoria Hain heads to Mercyhurst University this fall to major in intelligence studies and will enroll in the school's U.S. Army ROTC program. She's hoping for a future career in military intelligence. And like Brady, Hain also had a family military influence.
I have a bunch of family members who were in the military, mostly the Army. And so the military has always been, it's always been around and a part of my life.
What are some of your, if you have any anxiety?
If you don't have a little anxiety about joining the military, I don't think you really know what you're getting yourself into. So I think I do have a little anxiety.
I go to boot camp August for 13 weeks at Parris Island, South Carolina.
Classmate Jessica Anstett enlisted in the Marine Corps. She must report August 10th. But unlike Hain and Brady, she didn't have any family military influence. Anstett decided on her very own to head directly into a military career following her high school graduation.
One day it hit me where I realized that getting a career through college right out of high school wasn't what I wanted to do.
So it sounds like a true calling.
It honestly was. Being in a Catholic school all my life, God actually was a big part of it, for helping me decide whether I wanted to go through with going to college for physical therapy or joining the Marine Corps.
Any girls pursuing military service right outside of school or immediately upon graduation, we're so proud of the three of these young ladies and so interested that each of their paths is so different but has a common thread.
Julie Wojcik is the school's assistant principal for institutional advancement. Wojcik says having three graduates heading into military is unique for the school's history. But as part of the four-year curriculum at Mount St. Mary, the private Catholic school emphasizes the importance of serving others.
I think the service component of what we do at Mount St. Mary is common to every young lady. It's just part of what you do when you're here. So hearing them talk about the part of the military that appeals to them, being able to serve others, it doesn't surprise me. What interests me, though, is that they've chosen this particular career.
Wojcik is intrigued to see these young women leave an all-girls environment and head into a military setting dominated by men.
What are your thoughts for women in combat, which has been a big issue?
I think that women can achieve anything that a man can do. And no matter what position they are put in, whether it's combat or on a ship or, just being in the reserves, they can do whatever they put their mind to.
I actually wrote a research paper this year all about women in combat. So I think that there's a lot of doubt from people who aren't in the military, who haven't served with women, that they don't think women are capable of it. But when you interview a lot of the leaders in the military who have worked with women, they know that as long as a woman can put her mind to it, she can do it just as good as a man can.
Of course, it's going to be intimidating, but it's just, it's encouragement. It's trying to prove to others and yourself that I joined for a reason. I'm trying to improve myself and bring my abilities to the military.
All three young women say they're very confident their high school has given them the leadership tools to stand up and serve their country. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Today, 'cause 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the